Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, it's going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high in the low 60s. Kenosha right now, 44 degrees. It's 45 in Burlington, 47 Milwaukee, also 45 in Racine. Prior to the start of tonight's Racine Unified School Board General Business Meeting, which also precedes a public hearing on the proposed budget for the current school year, there's a 5:30 p.m. public hearing on a proposed resolution that would authorize the borrowing up to $33.5 million over 5 years for major facilities needs. In a recent work session, board member Matt Hanser suggested this goes back kind of to the old advertisement about paying now versus paying later.
Tonight, I think it's important for our community to realize that by doing this, we're able to maybe keep our costs lower, not run into other issues. If we have to do a roof, not having other issues happen on our building, which would then cost us more dollars to fix other things. And also an effort to try and get maybe more stuff done.
Chief Operations Officer David Hazen saying this goes toward the master project list that had been referenced so many times in the past and the millions of dollars that would be needed to complete them all. As noted at the work session, each project and associated funding would need approval by the board. Tonight's schedule, again, 5:30 for the public hearing on facilities borrowing, 6 p.m. the budget public hearing, then 6:30 for the regular business meeting of the Racine School Board. 29th Annual Kenosha County Red Ribbon Campaign Against Drugs is underway. Events and activities geared at the theme, drug-free, absolutely. The sponsors, local law enforcement, the Concerned Citizens Coalition, Kenosha Unified, and the county's Substance Abuse Coalition. After an opening ceremony at 9 this morning at Mahone Middle School, there's a personal safety program going to be presented by Kenosha Police Department Crime Prevention Specialist Jeff Wambold at noon at Wesley United Methodist Church. Tuesday, 6 p.m., active parenting with the county's gang intervention supervisor Donna Rhodes at Bowes Elementary School. Wednesday at 6 p.m., the true story of Kenosha teen Clay Davison, who got into steroids and over-the-counter drugs. The story told by his mother, who's a police officer. That'll be at Lord of Life Lutheran Church. Keeping Healthy Habits with Gang Intervention Supervisor Rhodes. That'll be at ELCA Outreach Center. That'll be at noon Thursday. And on noon Friday at Lord of Life Lutheran Church, the annual Concerned Citizens Coalition meeting, Kenosha County Judge Mary Kay Wagner to be the guest speaker. Tonight, the Kenosha City Council, during its 7 o'clock meeting at the Municipal Building, among the agenda items, going to deal with the Public Safety and Welfare Committee recommendation to have a waiver system in place on fees imposed for fire department responses to vehicle fires or hazardous materials calls, fees that have been in place for 11 years. Fire Chief Charles Leipzig Jr. told the committee recently this would actually be similar to what's in place when it comes to rescue calls.
If you have a fire or get an accident where we have to put on oil dry as a hazmat, they get an automatic bill for $500. So what happens now is they have to go through council in order to have it excused. So what we did is created, I asked legal to help me draft a waiver table very, very similar to what we did with EMS.
Insurance companies cannot apply for waivers or part of all of the fee, just individuals, and it will require documentation of total family income for the city to compare with the scale of forgiveness. Also on tonight's Kenosha Council agenda, capital improvement program funding changes towards Simmons Island Park improvements and to finish up dredging the Lincoln Park Lagoon. The Burlington Common Council tomorrow night will be getting into the issue of joint dispatch with a committee of the whole, which starts at 6:30, then at the regular business meeting right afterward. On both agendas, an amended contract between Racine County and the four municipalities east of the I now paying for joint dispatch. Information to the Alderman shows Burlington would pay $15,322 a month for the rest of the year, then close to $184,000 per year in the years 2018 through 2020 as a partner in the county dispatch operation. And like the others, Burlington's yearly payment would be reduced beginning in 2021, the county absorbing those costs as of 2030. Burlington projected to save better than $958,000 over 6 years, more than $2.7 million over 12 years. Past discussion has included whether to rebuild the flooded-out police building basement dispatch facility somewhere else at a cost of about $250,000. And it seemed like the matter had been settled. The Storino Funeral Home on Northwestern Avenue in Racine could pay the city for a revocable occupancy permit to extend their decorative fencing onto what is right-of-way and underneath which are several utilities. Not recommended by the city engineer. John Rooney, who couldn't attend the meeting at which the permit was supported initially, recommended that the Public Works and Services panel not allow the funeral home's request.
In the deepest utilities are sanitary sewer. They're usually 10 to 12 feet. Storm sewer is usually about half that. Your water mains are about that as well. They need frost protection. But your fiber optics, 24 inches. Gas lines, 24 inches. Outside the curb line, where they do cross the roads, or you know, transverse, or they're running in the road, longitudinal to it, they're usually 30 inches. Our minimum standards for depth of bury for those utilities. Every utility occupies a certain space in the public right of way.
Daryl Storino again explaining that if the utility companies had to get at their equipment behind the fence underground on his property, he'd eat the cost of tearing down the fence. Over the recommendation against it, the committee supported the same decision as last time, a special $150 permit, which is on the report to the Common Council tonight. A Muskego man going to have to explain himself in Milwaukee County Circuit Court. Allegations of trying to rob the On the Border Gentlemen's Club on South 27th Street with a rifle. Franklin police indicating the man went into the business, announced the robbery, then he was confronted immediately by the security team. They took the rifle away, held him until officers arrived. The suspect did need some hospital attention for a few minor injuries during that struggle. He was then taken to the Milwaukee County Jail. Racine Unified School Board's got a couple of money-related public hearings coming up this evening ahead of its regular 6:30 business meeting. Told you about 5:30, the hearing on the resolution to authorize general obligation borrowing of up to $33.5 million over 5 years for some remaining big-ticket facilities items on the master list. Then at 6 o'clock, it's a public hearing on the recommended 2017-18 budget, which is technically in place already, but for some of the finer points, which are updated numbers, according to Chief Financial Officer Mark Duff.
So the district is receiving about $350,000 of additional high poverty aid from the state that will lower property taxes slightly by that same amount. So we continue to be, as a high poverty district, receive those additional funds.
Board Vice President Dennis Weiser, who may have some mayoral duties tonight as well at City Hall, said during the work session recently that the budget tracking setup they had really a big help.
After 10 years of watching school boards from the inside and 20 or 30 years watching them from the outside, this budget tracking report is the first thing I've ever seen in my entire life that allows a board to comfortably track budget development. So this is a huge step forward for us. The questions have been more directed, more intelligent. This is working like gangbusters.
At the last work session, Duff put the tax rate at $9.98 per thousand assessed valuation. The final vote on the budget still to come. Another member of the World War II-era All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which included the Racine Belles, passed away recently. Milwaukee native Betty Jane Wojcinski, Mo to everybody who knew her, was 91 when she died in New Berlin. Mo played one season for the Rockford Peaches in 1943, then the Chicago Bluebirds up until 1947. The Peaches, of course, one of the teams featured in the 1991 movie A League of Their Own, along with the Racine Belles, whose games, by the way, at one point were recreated for broadcast right here on WRJN. And we're still almost 3 weeks away from Halloween. But retailers, well, they're looking ahead, of course, which explains why the colored lights and the decorated trees have been up for some time now. But at least We Energies is waiting until November to start putting out its annual cookie book. And you can check all those out, www.we-energies.com/recipes. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.